From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Can we talk about that Golovkin fight? The deeper that fight went, the closer it got. I thought it turned out to be a hell of a fight in the end. I thought Golovkin won.
Yeah, I had it scored 6-6, and I had Golovkin had the knockdown in the fourth, and to me, that was the difference in the fight. I think maybe this was a lesson to him about fighting much bigger guys and where he's at. It's hard to hold a bigger guy in place with one hand and right. knock him out with the other.
Fox Sports did a rundown of what would be a better fit for Tony Romo. Offensive line.
I would say Broncos' slight edge.
They give edge Texans. Broncos gave up 40 sacks last year and lost Russell Okung. Defense.
I tend to lean Broncos just because I think they're better in the secondary.
And you would be correct. Defense, edge, Broncos. Wide receivers.
That's Broncos easy.
See, I think it's Broncos easy. They have it as toss-up. Coaching staff. They give it to the Texans, and they say Bill O'Brien will call plays for the Texans this season, which would be a good thing for Romo.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed any of that? All available, podcastarena.com. So, would you like to hear some names?
I do want to hear some names.
All right, Paige was one of them.
Okay. Had you heard of her?
No, I hadn't.
You hadn't heard of her, Jung?
I have.
Oh, okay. Was she around when you were watching wrestling, or is she pretty new?
She just came around when I was watching.
Okay.
She kind of has that look I like, that touch of the gutter look, but then some other angles, and I was like, eh, I don't know. So maybe.
She's British.
Oh, okay. That puts her over the top.
And like the article I was reading, apparently she bangs like several dudes in the video that got released. There's like not all at the same time, but it's always with a different guy. It's like, man, that
cool.
I feel like once you break up with a dude, or maybe you should get rid of those videos. But what do I know?
So somebody sent us the link. Miguel sent us the link, and it has like screenshots, stills of these videos that I guess you can download. And there's one where she is a still of her taking it in the face.
In the face!
And there's one, looks like dressing room, a fitting room, and she is doing somebody on the chair.
All right. Good for her.
And there's another one where she's sticking something up the rear.
Excuse me. Oh.
So are we calling her a positive?
You click the link and see.
Okay.
What's the Jong rating?
And then the last screenshot looks like she has her title belt and somebody is doing something to the title belt and her face.
Really? Was she the champion?
Yeah. Oh. This is when she was on NXT. And you see the tip of something in between the belt and her face. And then you see stuff on the belt in our face.
Okay.
Interesting.
So
I'd hate to be the person who got the belt next. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's hard to clean up.
Because you know, when they win, they usually kiss the belt.
Yep.
Oh.
Never know where that belt's been.
Oh.
Would you like some other names?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Amanda Seyfried?
Heard of her. I don't know if I could pick her out of a lineup.
Yeah, I don't know either, but apparently...
she was on... I think one of her first biggest roles was the blonde girl on Mean Girls.
Yeah,
the one that could tell the weather by squeezing her breath.
Oh, yeah. I like her. She's cute. What's she done that's big? Like, what's her,
I guess she's done Mamma Mia, I think.
Okay.
I have to look it up.
So a lot of stuff I would never have seen.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you watch Veronica Mars when it was out?
No. Oh. Also on the list, separate case, Emma Watson.
Really?
She's taking legal action after dozens of private images of her trying on various outfits were stolen and posted online.
That's the chick from Harry Potter, right?
Yes, that is Hermione.
And my wife just talked about her. She said she was really good in that Beauty and the Beast movie.
Haven't seen that. But if she were really that good, couldn't she make the pictures disappear?
Yeah.
Just wave a wand and they'd go away. Misha Barton. Apparently, some stuff has leaked of her.
All right.
And she's from the OC. I'm not familiar with her. But those are the biggest names. And the Fappening has all of them. So
all right.
That's where, if you want to see these things, I, of course, do not.
You're not going to look.
No.
Because you're a gentleman.
Yeah, and I think that's wrong when people leak things like that. But a lot of stuff there.
Do you want 5 minutes?
What?
Do you want 5 minutes?
Do you want to take a break?
No, we'll wait till,
okay.
Wait till 6:11. I just wanted to scroll through some of these so I could report. 713.
It seemed like a bad time to do that because didn't that guy just go to jail that released these the first time?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, Ted 2. That's what she was in.
Okay.
But she had the golem eyes in that, as I recall.
You didn't like her?
Well, she just had golem eyes.
Okay.
Maybe that's how she was made up for the role.
Maybe.
Oh, it looks like your Jets are going to have a quarterback.
And his name is?
Josh McCown.
Oh.
That just moved.
Well, that's too bad. It says on Twitter here, Lily Simmons is also in that. Lily Simmons is Proctor's niece in... What's it called? I can't even think of the name of Michelle.
Banshee,
yeah.
I like her. Of course, she was...
She was naked in True Detective already.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she was naked quite a bit, although dead naked in Banshee.
She was also live naked.
Yeah, it's just my last vision of her was dead naked.
Yeah.
Not a good vision. But, yeah, that's a good one. I will be, I will not be looking at that one either on the break.
Oh, I'm sure you won't.
Because
you're a gentleman.
Yeah, and I just think that's very wrong.
Thank you.
What site was that?
I don't know.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Wow. Chuck Berry album sales up 9,581% after his passing.
Man.
That's the way to make money if you're a musician, is die.
Yeah.
Because David Bowie's went through the roof when that happened to him.
Yep.
Chuck Berry was 90 years old. He had a good run.
He was due.
But the artist never gets to see that money.
No, that's because he's dead.
Well, not seeing anything anymore.
You're right.
I saw him one time in Tahoe. And he was so drunk that he kept playing the same songs over and over. And he didn't know the words to stuff. He only lasted about 20 minutes.
Good times.
Yeah. But R.I.P. Chuck Berry.
We'll miss you.
Mike, that's not cool. He says, dead naked is fine as long as the body is still warm.
Bro.
What, are you from? Is that a Louisiana comment?
Probably.
I'm still making that legal. She was not warm in Banshee.
No.
It was quite gross, actually.
Yeah, not good.
713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So I guess McCown's going to be their starter, huh? If you're the Jets, I guess that's your fill-in-the-blank guy. Apparently, they loathe Christian Hackenberg. I could have told you that. Whoever drafted him was going to be getting a donkey.
Yeah,
he's
especially where they drafted him.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. That's he's solid for a veteran.
He would be a guy who would be a great backup quarterback to have.
He probably wants to start though, and the Jets just aren't very good.
No, that's going to be a disaster.
Well,
with that said, I think the Texans should sign Geno Smith.
He's already signed, hasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls. John, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, love listening to you guys. You guys making the Monday so good.
Thanks, man.
But I had a question for y'all. I see that they signed McCown, who I think is like 37. And I see that Kaepernick gave up that money, which was just dumb. I don't know who was giving him advice to let that money go, like he was just going to walk into new money so easily every day. But just wanted y'all opinion on that and your overall thought, because I haven't got a chance to hear you guys. And do y'all think that Kaepernick just not good enough to be a starter, or is it really, you know, people just don't want a distraction on their team? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I firmly believe Colin Kaepernick's not good enough to be a starter in the NFL, but I also feel like there's some team that can use him as a backup. You know, he might not be one of the 32 best guys in the NFL, but he's one of the 64 best. But the problem is, once you're designated a backup quarterback, is it worth the headache? You know, and it's like what I said about when Vince Young when he could have gotten a backup quarterback job. Was Vince Young one of the 64 best guys in the NFL? Probably. But it seemed like Vince Young had, at that point, had kind of become a headache to the point where it's not worth it, you know? I don't know what teams are looking at. I mean, obviously, Kaepernick made a mistake walking away. I think he thought the market for him would be better than it is. But
And one of the problems with having him as a backup, and I was reading this somewhere last week. I don't remember where, so I apologize for not crediting it, but that you have to run a different offense with him because he can run and he adds that element, but it would need to be a team that already has that kind of quarterback as the starter.
Yeah.
Like Tyrod Taylor in Buffalo, for instance, guys who, you know, maybe his old pal, Alex Smith,
yeah,
reteaming with him, because you don't want to change your offense for your backup quarterback. And so because he's not a pocket passer. And so in a traditional, you know, boring ass pocket passing NFL offense, it's probably not the guy you want. So do one more. Taco. Go, Taco.
Hello? Sports.
Go, man.
Action.
I don't know what's up. All right. Somebody texted me a little earlier that the Houston Cannon Academy came and picked up one of his old vehicles that wasn't working anymore, and thanks for hooking him up with him. And guys, this is what I've been telling you now for a while. This is a chance to do something good. Get rid of something you're not using anymore. Benefit yourself out of it, and then get somebody else to benefit too. And that's just by donating a vehicle to Houston Can Academies. Great school. What they do is they take in kids who have dropped out at other places and that have either had to get jobs to support their families or had trouble getting to school for whatever reason. They get a second chance from Houston Can Academy, and so many of them take advantage of it and go on to do great things in our society. And it's all because of your donations. And that's why they need them more than ever. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge, and that could be a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, you know, big lawnmower. It doesn't have to be running. They're going to come and get it anyway. They're going to tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. You get a tax-deductible donation, and you can get rid of something that you're not using anymore. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they're going to come and tow it. And if you donate today, tell me you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make a difference right off the car, not the kid.
Catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. You're actually going to need that number because I'm about to give something away. About a $25 Raising Cane's gift card. And indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. Caller 15, you win the gift card. Are you familiar with Las Vegas casino owner Derek Stevens?
No. What casino does he own?
He owns the D and the Golden Gate.
No, not familiar with either of those establishments.
I don't think I've ever been in either one. But obviously, if you're a casino owner, you probably have some money.
He's doing all right.
Well, he was betting $11,000 per game at South Point.
For hoops?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he bet a total of $352,000 in the first round. He went 10-19-3.
Ooh.
Lost a total of $109,000. Got off to a tough start. He went 3-10-2 on Thursday, 3-14-2 heading into Friday. He won four of his first five there, and he finished 7-5-1, but lost on Wichita State, who did not cover the 6.5-point spread. He bet the Wolverines pretty heavy. But here's his saving grace. He has a ticket on Michigan to win the whole thing that will pay him $1 million if he hits. A future bet.
Good luck.
Yeah, I but hey, at least you got to the Sweet 16 with a big shot there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're...
I think we've seen Oregon's beatable.
Yeah. I think they get by Oregon, and then after that...
I think Kansas is beatable.
Yeah, boy, if you got the Final Four with that ticket...
Yeah.
You take it. So, they said, man, these things have been tough. This has been brutal. The boys at the South Point, oh, they've been right on the number. Isn't this amazing how great these bookmakers are in Las Vegas? They really have been right on a lot of these
games.
They've
been good.
And that's... They're a lot smarter than the committee.
Agreed.
I'll just say that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 281 says, what are the odds the Fappening 2.0 was purposefully released on International Day of Happiness? Today's International Day of Happiness? Why would you pick a Monday for that? Just out of curiosity.
Maybe to force people to be happy?
Well, if you got to be forced...
Yeah, I don't know.
Me either. All right, so there's your gambling update.
All right, thank you.
I knew you needed some of that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine betting a lot. It's always like RJ says, it's you have to bet enough to feel it.
I mean, you bet what, you know, $11,000 to a casino owner may be $1,000 to someone like you. You know,
yeah.
If I make
a bet, 100 even.
Well, if I make $1,000 bet, that's a big deal to me. I'm stressing out. I'm bummed out if I lose.
Yeah, I've done that three times this year. No, in the last year, not this year, 2017. The last time I bet that much was on that horse race in Florida, with the 4-1 shot that won. And believe me, I was sweating that the whole way. And I was driving because I had an appearance at the track. So I'm driving out there watching the race on my phone. I had to pull over so I wouldn't crash. And, of course, it's on the phone, so they look like ants. And I'm looking at it going, man, I think that's my horse. And, oh, yeah, good. Thank God. And then he won easy. A lot of people are talking about this players resting thing. LeBron kind of came out and said, hey, it's a fact of life. That's just how it goes. You have to do it. You know, James Harden says he's going to play every game. I think he should. There should be a couple games where they rest him, especially late, once you're locked in. And because you have no chance of anything if you lose James Harden.
I'm torn on that deal because I like the thought of, well, if people buy tickets to go see certain players play, I think they should maybe make a rule that if you sit out a guy with rest and he's not injured, it has to be a home game. And then we'll see how often they do that.
Yeah.
But I also, on the other hand, I don't like the idea of telling coaches how to run their teams. And if you want to give your guys a night off, so be it. And it seems funny to me, you know, I guess just my thought would be, and this is maybe oversimplifying it, okay, we're playing a really good team. I'm going to sit my best players. It's almost like just giving up a loss. I'd be like, okay, we're playing the Lakers. LeBron, you chill out tonight.
Yeah.
But it always seems like they rest their players in the marquee matchups.
Yeah, I would say from a fan perspective, because I do understand that people want to see guys like that, if you're only playing a team twice a year, then I'd like to see LeBron playing. But if you're playing team in division that you've played several times, I'm okay with sitting him here and there.
Yeah.
And that's – you got to do what's best for your team to have a fresh team out there. Double Down says, been out of pocket a while. Good to hear you guys. A bet might be worth it since we at least know that dude's casino exists now.
Maybe so.
Yeah, because I hadn't heard of him. I have to ask RJ about him. 713 asks, tell me who these bookmakers are in Vegas. Are these people that cannot disclose what they do for a living? No, they're people who run the sports books in Las Vegas. They can very easily disclose what they do. And, you know, most of the – there's a group that puts together lines for stuff, and they're very good at what they do. They look at everything, and they make it – you know, the idea is they're trying to get the most action on both sides, and, you know, they've been – pretty close in a lot of games in this tournament, and some of them have just been coin flips that could go either way.
Yeah,
and you know, something weird happened at the end of the game, so that's it's hard to be that bad though. Start off 3-14-1. That's a little more than unlucky. That's just a bad stretch. Lance wants to know, did you guys get to the crying Northwestern kid?
People got mad at me.
What'd you do now?
I mean, I just joked about him. I made something about this privileged white kid who is a uber fan of an elite university, like an educationally elite, expensive private school. What a hard life! Like, you don't know pain until you know his pain, and you've got courtside tickets to an NCAA tournament game. What a hard life this kid must have! And someone's like, are we really making fun of kids now? And I said, yeah, just like I make fun of the kids on my son's baseball team. If you strike out and you go sit down and cry and start kicking your cleats on the ground, I make fun of those kids too.
I'm kind of out on the I don't want to see anybody else's kid. I don't care. And I'm out on the little kids crying videos and stuff like that.
Stupid.
It's just everybody that puts them out there now, and it's like, oh, this is so sad. I don't want to see that. Just doesn't, it holds no interest for me. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. I will tell you what does hold interest for me, and that's beer. And if you're in Webster, the place to go, Saloon Door Brewing. And you can check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com. If you're heading down that way for any reason, you need to go by. If you're in the area and you want to go watch some basketball, this is the place to do it. They've got two projector screens that are always playing sports. Wednesday night's trivia night, which is always a big night there. And, you know, we're out there all the time. We're going to be back out there here pretty soon. They've got just an amazing selection of beer flavors, whether it's a cream ale, the vanilla cream ale. They've got the milk stout nitro, the chocolate milk stout nitro, peanut butter. I mean, all kinds of great flavors for you to try. And they're also constantly creating and testing new seasonal flavors. And the gang out there, man, they have just created a great atmosphere with great food, by the way, that you can go and enjoy yourself in a pleasant environment. And just good people, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh, they all are trying their best to make a great experience for you at Saloon Door Brewing. Easy to find, 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off of I-45 South. If you're heading south, Saloon Door should be your place to go. SaloonDoorBrewing.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Sometimes I wonder if you guys listen to what we actually say. Or,
no.
Or you just pick out one little thing that you want to bitch about. 832 says, wow, Fred goes off about not texting and driving, but says he watches horse races while driving. What a joke. Did you not hear me say I pulled over? Which is what you should do if you're going to text. So let me make it very clear in very small words. I pulled over off the road, out of the way, to watch the race on my phone. Okay? Does that work for you? Yeah. But I'm glad you're trying to find a way to make a hypocrite out of me. There's plenty of things I do that you can find that actually would work. That's not one of them. But nice try. Congratulations. Anything you want to get to here?
We talked about the jersey, the great jersey heist, and the Texas Rangers can rest easy.
Is this going to be a movie?
That would be pretty awesome.
Going into Mexico to find this guy.
I'd be all right with that. That's something I'd be interested in. That sounds like an Oscar winner, honestly.
Well, some of the crap they're putting out there right now. I wonder if we've ever seen this guy at anything.
I don't know.
It sounds like he's got much better. He has much better access than we do. I can't follow Bill Belichick around.
No.
They would arrest me for that.
Did you see this?
I don't know how this guy gets away with it. I mean, they really, the screening process for those things is tough. Sorry, go ahead.
Did you see the story about Greg Marshall's wife?
I did see that.
Greg Marshall, who's the coach at Wichita. Apparently, I don't know if she was drunk or just excitable. I'm not really sure. But Drew Franklin, who works for Kentucky Sports Radio, he tweeted video of Lynn Marshall, Greg Marshall's wife, exhibiting some strange behavior, doing, like, she was headbanging. She was.
Yeah.
It was very strange. It was posted on Franklin's Twitter page, but it was around that time that the NCAA asked Franklin to take down the video to the point where they forced him to delete the tweet. Said, someone from the NCAA came and got my name and told me I could no longer tweet about her because it made her upset. I guess it didn't make anyone else upset when she told Malik Monk to get in the weight room or told Isaiah Briscoe to buy some bigger shorts or told Calipari to shut the bleep up or told Roger Ayers he's garbage or any of the other classy things she yelled between F-bombs. The poor security guard made multiple attempts to calm her down before calling for help and then deciding, we have to be delicate because she's the coach's wife. But I'm the bad guy for drawing attention to her. I guess I deserve the mother bleeper after the game. I just hope she has a safe trip back to Wichita. This is the problem, though. The video itself wasn't out of control. It was a security guard telling her, hey, don't stand on your chair. But, you know, you could tell that she's probably a little tipsy and was yelling at the players and John Calipari. And the NCAA making him delete the video, all it did was make it a story. Like, that's why it's a story now, is because the NCAA came over and forced him to delete a tweet. And he, by the way, he posted it again. It's the move would have been, hey, let's get this, you know, either A, let's just let this go past, people will forget about it, or get her out of there.
Yeah.
You know.
Would have been the smart move.
Maybe at some point it would have been good for Coach Marshall to say, hey, one of y'all, go get my wife. And
of course, he's trying to focus on a basketball game.
True.
He can't really be paying attention to what she's doing.
That's true. But, yeah, I thought that was a strange thing for the NCAA to do. And, I mean, what were they going to do if he didn't delete the tweet? Like, are you going to take away his credential?
I mean, I guess they could, yeah.
Are you really not going to let Kentucky Sports Radio in?
Well,
I highly doubt that happens.
Well, I mean, the NCAA is capable of doing that. Now, I think
The NCAA has told us before, and I've covered Sweet 16s and Final Fours from press row, and they tell you if you have a drink, it needs to be in this cup. If like there's, you can't have a bottle of water right. sitting up unless it's branded NCAA. I mean, they are anal about things like that. I would imagine it'd be a big deal, but you also can't really just like kick out a team's like a especially a team like Kentucky. You can't kick out their radio team because a guy took a picture of, you know, the other coach's wife drunk acting a fool.
Well, I mean, that's on her, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I think. 713-780-ESPN. Double Down said you wouldn't want to watch head Ranger Liam Neeson chase down the Brady jersey thief. I have a particular set of skills. I don't know if I can picture Liam Neeson as a Texas Ranger. I don't. No. Although he played a cowboy in A Million Ways to Die in the West or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And he kind of had a hick accent in Next of Kin, so I bet he could do it. Walter, what are the odds? Marky Mark plays in the Patriots jersey movie. Yeah, he'd have to be.
He'd have to, yeah.
And Jamie was saying, when was the last time Sidney Crosby sat out or Ovi? Hockey players are real athletes. I think hockey's a little different. Actually, Sidney sat out a couple weeks early in the season with a concussion, and they held him out a little extra just to make sure he was okay. But it's a little different because those guys aren't on the ice that long. Your best players really aren't getting in that many minutes of ice time.
Yeah.
And it's a different sport that way. But, yeah, they're tough guys. There's no question. But I think that's part of it. And the NHL is so damn close. You can't really afford to do that. You're not going to have teams running away from everybody very often, man. There's just, you know, the way the points are with that damn loser point
right.
in overtime, the standings are too close for you to be able to do that.
You may have read this tweet, and I just missed it, but I wanted to elaborate. Did you read the fans pay up to 50% extra per ticket to see visiting marquee players? Sucks paying extra to watch them rest.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay,
one.
I know we talked about it. I didn't want to do that thing again. But that to me, that's a problem in general, is I hate surge pricing when a good team comes to town.
Yeah, and I'm okay with it. I just think it's good business.
Yeah. I feel like if you... You know, if, for instance, if you're the Rockets, when you have home games, you should hope that your people are coming out to see your team.
Yeah, theoretically, but not every team is like that. And you know, the reality is, there's only so many stars to go around, and it's entertainment, man. And if LeBron James is coming to town, I'm going to charge more money for it.
Yeah,
but it's also a buyer beware thing. You have to know that he might not show up.
And I guess I get it a little bit with the NBA because that's such a star-driven league.
Oh, absolutely.
With Major League Baseball, it's not even – I mean, it's not even about what players are on the other team. The Astros will still charge surge pricing for Yankees tickets this year. The Yankees aren't a marquee team in Major League Baseball right now. I mean, are they a marquee franchise? Yes. But you're not seeing the best players – when they come to town. They won't be charging extra for the Indians games, even though the Indians were just in the World Series. So at some point it's just saying, well, these teams have a better brand name than ours, so we're going to get a squeezy for a little extra dough.
What you're saying is these teams have more fans in our city and will come out to the games. The Yankees will sell out. The Red Sox will sell out. The Cubs. Yeah, I have no problem with it. You're taking something that people are already going to buy the tickets for and making more money off of it. It's just good business as far as I'm concerned. 713-780-ESPN is your number. One more segment to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas,
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. That's Rodeo Houston. Florida Georgia Line is performing tonight. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for the Florida Georgia Line.
Florida Georgia Line.
That's right, Florida and Georgia. Get them both together. So, yeah, we're at Pinkerton's on Friday. That's it's 45 North, but it's inside the loop. It's not, like, way out there.
Yeah,
so it's not
You had that grub before?
Yeah, I have. Well, I had some of it at the Big Texas party.
Okay.
It's the first time I've had any, so I'm looking forward to getting out there and sitting down.
Good stuff, man.
Checking it out. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
All right, let's start with a man who, he was on a garbage truck.
Okay.
And he jumped from the back of the garbage truck, landed in a snowbank, and slid down onto the road, where he was then run over by that garbage truck.
He chose poorly.
Chose incredibly poorly. I mean, if you're going to jump off a garbage truck, I mean, into a snowbank, maybe jump far enough that you don't roll back down the snowbank underneath the wheels of the garbage truck.
Now, do I have to play Dust in the Wind for this guy?
No, he's an idiot.
He's alive?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
Oh, no, just kidding. He's alive.
Oh, too bad.
Well, there's no word on his condition. If I told you to guess the age of the man who did this, what would you guess?
I'm going to say either really young and stupid or really old and stupid, and I'm going to lean like 62.
Okay, what's the least likely age you would expect? Like, what's the age where you're a responsible thinking adult?
I would say between 45 and 54.
Okay, well, this guy's 40.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I think when you're 40, you've got enough sense not to do something like that.
Theoretically.
This happens, I feel like it happens every year. Teenagers going on spring break, and he's got 7 30 packs of beer and marijuana in his truck.
Okay.
Getting ready for a big party.
7 30 packs of beer? Oh, God.
7 30 packs of Natty Light, mind you.
Oh.
So it's not beer.
Not beer.
Not, well, yeah. And it's also in a truck, like an open bed truck. It's not like stacked where it's going out over the bed, but, you know, if you're going to be 19 and transporting that much stuff, got to be careful.
Right.
Well, he was not incredibly careful. He was pulled over for driving 92 miles an hour. He also had a fake driver's license.
Which, wise, guys.
If you're going to use the fake driver's license, use it on the bartender. Use it on the bouncer at the club. Don't use it on the real police. I mean, come on. Of course, the teen was then taken to jail and did not have a great spring break. This is a... I don't know which one I want to go with. I'll go with this one. Police are investigating after a woman assaulted her mother with a cheeseburger at a McDonald's in Indianapolis. Police were called to the McDonald's at around 12:30 a.m. The two women got into a fight after the mom told the daughter she could no longer stay at her home. The mom drove her daughter to someone else's house, but on the way, the daughter changed her mind about where she wanted to go. The 60-year-old mother told officers her 39-year-old daughter started yelling at her, so she stopped at the McDonald's drive-thru. The daughter was That's what doesn't make sense to me. If your daughter's screaming at you, do you really say, okay, I've had enough of this. I'm driving through McDonald's because you're screaming at me.
Yeah, that's not happening.
While her daughter was seated in the front passenger seat, she took a bite out of her cheeseburger. The victim stated that her daughter yelled, "Bitch, I ought to kill you," and hit her in the side of the face with her hand and the cheeseburger.
In the first. Hey.
The mom told police she had pain on the left side of her face, and officers saw that she had ketchup and mustard down the front of her shirt. Pickles, ketchup, and mustard were splattered across the interior door of the car. The mom's face was red and swollen. The daughter got into another driver's vehicle and fled the scene. So she's on the run.
So she's on the lam. Stole another vehicle?
No, she got in a vehicle with a friend or something.
Oh, okay, okay.
Guessing she said, hey, can you pick me up? I just assaulted my mother with a cheeseburger. I got to get out of here. I'll give one more. This guy in California is currently behind bars after being arrested and charged with a variety of drug and weapons charges. He allegedly ran an unlicensed dental office, which, by the way, who goes to an unlicensed dental office? Don't do that. He also produced methamphetamines out of said office. Cops said the crude dentist office, Thermo Dental, was outfitted with a dentist chair, x-ray machine, and dental tools, along with all the equipment used to make meth. After a three-month investigation, police raided the dental office and arrested the 59-year-old man. Which, by the way, I'm just going to show you this picture. Would you let that man do unlicensed dental work on you?
God, no.
I mean,
he looks like he should be starring in Sons of Anarchy.
He looks like muscle for a biker gang. As a result of the search, narcotics and equipment commonly used to manufacture narcotics were seized. It's suspected that Mr. Hirsch was providing dental treatment to various patients without a license. Hirsch is charged with possessing and manufacturing controlled substances, possessing brass knuckles, and possessing ammunition as a felon. Currently being held on half a milli bail.
Wow. Don't do meth.
No, anti-meth. On this show, we've always been anti-meth. And that is your dumbass report.
Lamont sent me this. John, are you familiar with this? The University of Houston tweeted out, with sadness, we share that an unusual campus legend, the white-tailed squirrel, has peacefully passed away.
Did I see the story?
No. Did you ever see the squirrel?
No, no.
Says, thanks for the memories.
Well, there's a 1,000 squirrels on that campus.
Yeah, I've never...
Someone found a dead white-tailed squirrel and were like, hey.
Campus legend.
We should alert someone about this.
It must be a slow news day.
Yes, it must. But, I mean, that's the university tweeting it out. So, oh, well, you should be proud of that degree, Zhang. I know I am. Days like today. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with another fun Tuesday show, hopefully. And not bad today for a Monday. Kind of coming down from doing the hardcore shows on Thursday and Friday, getting back to normal. Thought it went pretty well. Great job by Zhang Li. Great job by AJ Hoffman.
Hey, great job by you. Before you grade yourself,
I was going to give myself.
Today was solid.
I'm going to give myself a C plus today.
I'll go B minus.
Oh man, I don't know. That's a little high. All right, got the HD show coming up next with our good buddies Fred Davis and Henry Thomas, and a small person that someone dropped profanity in front of accidentally.
Uh-oh. Assuming that's Fred's son.
I guess so.
You don't look for little people when you're walking out there.
No, I threw something at Barry and...
Oh, that was you!
And said a curse word at him and...
Well, you have no expectation...
So normal conversations in the hallway.
Right, you have no expectation of little people being out there.
No.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.